What do you think of the trade?
I thought it was a shock, you know, but very excited to play with him once again. When Coach McVay came in our meeting room and announced the news to us before it broke, and still didn't believe him. But I mean, like, it's a crazy, crazy deal. Excited for him to be a part of this team. I think this offense will benefit with him.
But can you put us in that room? What was it like when Sean McVay got up there and announced it?
It was quick. Just came in and meeting, just wanted us to know firsthand from him, which I thought was very respectful, especially to our room. But because guys been just working hard and training. But I mean, that's the business side of the game. But you just gotta come and keep working and be prepared.
You've been on the field with him, obviously. What should people expect with him joining this offense? What can he bring?
Yeah, I think he's a very strong wide receiver and runner. Very strong hands, possession guy, speed all over the field, and a big time receiver. I think he'll do well in his offense and the routes concept that we have. So I'm excited to play with him.
For you and Cooper Kupp and Tavon Austin, how much easier do you think maybe he could make things just because he could stretch the defense?
Yeah, I think he'll make it quite easier for us. You know, I think his vertical presence and even just his threat and his name, I think, will allow defenses to play as different, because you always have to have someone over top of him, which allows us to just pretty one-on-one, have our one-on-one matchups, and just allow us to do all the work and allow Sammy just to run free.
Does it change much for you in terms of what you were planning to do, or what, I mean, does it change your role, do you think?
No, I don't think so. I think you see in McVay's offense how he's always spreading the ball around. Multiple receivers with 1,000 yards. And I think that's the same thing. I think it helps us. I think, of course, we all lose targets, but I think the main goal is to win games and be productive, and I think that will help us as an offense.
Sammy missed half the year, obviously. Have you talked to him? Do you know how he's doing physically?
Yeah, I know he's he was banged up a little bit last year dealing with his foot injury. I know this year, I know he's ready to go, feeling healthy. I think that's the biggest thing, just have a healthy Sammy out here, and I think we'll have that this year from him.
Robert, was there something that you've seen Sammy do in a practice or in a game that just kind of let you know what kind of a talent he is? Mikel was talking about a game against Kansas City where he played with a bum ankle and he torched their defense. Is there something like that resonates with
you? Yeah, I mean, consistently you always see stuff like that. He had a nice one-hand catch coming across the field on Butler on a shallow cross. Literally at practice, it was a tip ball and it was like surrounded by defenders, and you see him literally jump up and snatch the ball. But I mean, one hand catches and stuff you'll see throughout practice and on a daily basis, pretty much.
He has about as big a hands as you've seen, right?
Yeah, he has pretty big hands. Yeah.
Back in the home locker room tomorrow.
Yes. Going back to the Coliseum, walking out of the tunnel, finally wearing the right colors, coming out again. But just, I'm excited to walk down and experience once again, have the home crowd cheering, and it's just a little taste for the season, just since it's preseason.
Had you ducked in the locker room? Like, had you been back for an SC game or anything like that? Have you been in there at all?
I have not been in the locker room since I played there. I've been in the visitor small locker room, which I don't want to be a part of again.